Good morning. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And today we're talking with Sean Stewart, who's the manager of public and government affairs with AAA Kansas. He joins us via telephone today. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I am doing well. And it is one of the busiest travel weeks of the year coming up here with Thanksgiving. And from what I've seen here, AAA is already forecasting this is going to be a pretty busy travel weekend.
Yes, it's definitely going to be a busy travel weekend coming up for Thanksgiving. AAA Kansas is projecting that more than 571,000 Kansans plan to travel over this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. That's an increase of more than 12% over last year, but not quite back to the level that we were at pre-pandemic in 2019. We're falling about 7% shy of those numbers, but almost back to pre-pandemic levels. As usual, the vast majority of people, 92%, will be driving to their holiday destinations. So we anticipate that the roads will be pretty busy over the next several days into next weekend. AAA is projecting that 5.1% of Kansans traveling this Thanksgiving, or more than 29,000, will be taking to the skies, flying to their destinations. And that's a jump of almost 80% over last year.
Of course, last year's kind of a bit of an anomaly here with travel being so down because of the pandemic. But, you know, that's pretty neat to see that that's starting to come back a little bit. I guess it's maybe not too surprising, is it?
Yeah, there's really a lot of pent-up demand. Obviously, people didn't get to travel nearly as much as they would have liked to last year. So we're starting to see that return to travel, whether it's people driving or working with our AAA travel agents and booking flights or cruises. People are just really wanting to get back out there and experience different places and visit people that maybe they haven't been able to over the last year and a half or two.
And it's a bit surprising, I will say, because gas prices last year obviously kind of followed the market. They were a lot cheaper, and they have shot up like pretty crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Gas prices have been high throughout this year. And historically, higher gas prices have not really kept travelers home. Instead, they've really just adjusted their budgets to spend less on other expenses, such as meals or lodging. But AAA did a recent poll of Kansas drivers and found that 26% of those not driving a significant distance for the holiday weekend said that gas prices did play a role in that decision this year. So about a fourth of those who aren't planning to travel said that the higher gas prices did play a role in their decision not to travel.
What is the average price of a gallon of gas? I know it fluctuates, but as we sit here today, what are we looking at?
Yeah, as of today, the national average is $3.41. And that's up $1.30 a gallon over where we were last year, which, as you said, was a really low point compared to where we have been in recent years. And, you know, just strictly due to the COVID pandemic and a lot of shutdowns and people really not traveling much. The Kansas average today is $3.08 a gallon, and that's up from about $1.88. 1 year ago. So pretty significantly higher. But, you know, the good thing about Kansas, as always, is that we're among the lowest gas prices in the country. We're right now fifth cheapest in the U.S. And if you're traveling in Kansas or in our region, going south or southeast, you're going to find the cheapest gas prices in the country. Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Kansas and Missouri are all within that cheapest six gas prices in the country.
Well, that's good. My family, I'm not traveling out this way this time of year, but going out west always seems to be higher gas prices the further west you go.
Right. Yeah, the west is definitely the highest prices. California is, you know, far and above where or any other states are. They're at $4.70 a gallon average right now. So that's even significantly higher than the states surrounding it. But I think they have a lot of additional taxes that make up their price. But yeah, $4.70 a gallon compared to where we are in Kansas, that's $3.08. It makes you feel a little better.
No kidding. Absolutely. Well, I know one thing we always like to stress here this time of year is when people are traveling to be safe on the roads, there's any number of things that can slow you down and on the way to your Thanksgiving meal. AAA is always there to help, too.
Yeah, exactly. We are expecting to respond to about 1,000 emergency roadside assistance calls over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and that's just in Kansas. And almost half of those calls will require a tow. You know, we're always there to help 24/7, but we'd prefer that you not spend part of your holiday weekend stranded alongside the highway. So that's why we suggest getting an inspection of your vehicle to make sure that key components like the battery, fuel system, tires, brakes, and fluid levels are all in good shape. I just want to make sure that your car is roadworthy and will get you to your destination and home.
All right. And I see here that there's some best times for travel here. If you want to kind of avoid the big traffic jams. I know we live in Manhattan out in the middle of the state, but if you're going to Kansas City or anywhere big, Wichita possibly, there may be times you want to travel versus other times.
Yeah, generally you want to try to avoid peak rush hours in the big cities especially. You know, Wednesday evening where you're combining holiday travelers getting on the road with, you know, typical post-work rush hour, those are going to be among the most congested on the highways. And like you said, especially during in some of the largest metro areas. Also, coming back from the holiday weekend, Sunday afternoons are typically pretty congested on the highways. So just be prepared for that and maybe try to avoid those specific times, especially if you're going through a larger city. And if you do get caught in a traffic jam, just pack your patience. Know that you're going to get there eventually. And we just want everybody to, you know, pay attention to the road while they're driving. Avoid using your cell phone while you're driving. Make sure that you stick to the speed limit. Avoid any hazards like that. And always, of course, buckle up. Not only the driver, but everyone in the vehicle. Seatbelts save lives.
Absolutely. And, you know, I stress also deer. Watch out for deer on the roadway because I unfortunately did that about a month ago here. So,
did you? Yeah. It is definitely deer season. They are out, so it's important to keep an eye out for them always, but especially during dusk and dawn hours when they typically are more active and can run out on the roads unexpectedly. So, always keep an eye out. Maybe have your passengers help you keep an eye out as you're driving for Thanksgiving dinner.
All right. Well, the numbers, again, seemingly going up here in travel. Do you expect Christmas will be more of the same here?
Yeah, right now we expect the trend of, you know, increased travel throughout this year. So it's been a busy travel year. There are still concerns with COVID and, you know, cases increasing in some locations. So it's important to keep that in mind and, you know, follow local rules regarding masking and, you know, still try to be safe because, as we know, even those who are vaccinated can catch a breakthrough case. So it's best to wear your masks when you're in large groups, you know, use your hand sanitizer and just do your best to stay safe.
All right. Is there anything else we can highlight here before we wrap things up?
No, I think we covered all the main things, Brandon.
All right. Well, again, we wish everybody a safe holiday on the roads if you are traveling. And, Sean, we always appreciate getting these updates from you here before the holidays. And happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Brandon, and to all your listeners. Appreciate it.